Well, we've got Jeff Nyson. I think I pronounced that correctly, Jeffrey.
You
from
did.
Mount Isa.
Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. That's great. Now, we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, but let's start off. A lot of people would have read in the Mornington Peninsula News photo, lovely photo of you there on page 7 there.
Smiling nicely, set on the grassy backdrop.
Yeah, looking very nice, and one of the organisers for the Mount Isa Fun and Run Day, which is coming up in March, and we'll obviously talk about that at some stage. But when you read further into that, what you actually see is that it's there to support myeloma, which is my ignorance, I'm saying, vaguely relates to leukemia.
Yeah,
you can tell us a bit about that first.
Myeloma is a form of blood cancer. It's like leukemia. Leukemia is also a blood cancer. And it basically gets into the bone marrow, displaces the bone marrow, so it grows as a plasma cell, which is, as I said, a replica of bone marrow. As it displaces bone marrow produces blood. Blood is your immune system. And so the challenge that people with myeloma have is you've got a compromised immune system. So the average age of diagnosis is 70 years of age. So I guess I was a little bit unlucky when I was diagnosed at the age of 40. But nevertheless, it's, you know, you got to do the best with the cards that you get dealt, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to raise awareness around myeloma itself. We're trying to raise money for Myeloma Australia. Myeloma Australia is an advocacy organisation that supports people like me. They support patients, carers, and families of people with myeloma. And I guess with the My Mental Isa Run and Fun Festival, ultimately what we're trying to do is given that the average age of diagnosis is 70, we're trying to create an environment where we can get families together, people who have stuff in common with me, because I've got two young kids and my beautiful wife. We're trying to create an environment where families can come in and spend a day around our core values, which is wellness, empowerment, and community.
Nice, too.
And it's, Jeff, it so often takes a serious illness for people to decide to change their priorities for the better. I guess given your own health problems, does that frustrate you to a certain extent?
Oh, look, it is frustrating. I don't know that frustrated. I guess early in the piece, yes, I used to get frustrated by it because, you know, you look at the whole why me and you think, why aren't people doing as much as they can to, you know, be as best as they can? But at the same time, I can't be hypocritical because, you know, I was in the space where I was comfortable and I was just plodding along with my life.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, where I've changed is I try to put a bit more focus on being deliberate about what I do and how I do it. And an example of that is a bucket list. I'll ask you guys, you know, do you guys have a bucket list as such? And
I'd have to say no.
Yeah, well, I've got a few.
I'm a bit of a drifter.
Oh yeah, drifter. Yeah, I've got a few things on. Yeah, but if I was in the situation you are, I'd certainly sharpen that up.
Well, and that's the thing because you know, as far most people give themselves an inordinate amount of time
to achieve
their bucket list.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, I'm trying to turn that on its head, and I'm trying to achieve my bucket list within 5 years because I know once I've achieved my bucket list, then I'll set another one and I'll go out and achieve another bucket list. Yeah. So it's all about, as far as I'm concerned, a bucket list isn't about what you do before you die. It's what you do so that you can live as best as you can.
Yeah,
so, and that's where the festival falls in, you know. Mm. The festival was a bucket list item for me, and I'm being amazingly supported in delivering it.
Mm. Now, I'm pretty sure that there's something called the World's Greatest Shave, which occasionally gets money for myeloma and leukemia and things like that. Do you have any connection to any of the other, I suppose you call them charitable or fundraising organisations?
Yeah, I do a lot a lot of different organisations. Yep. So it's the Leukemia Foundation that runs the World's Greatest Shave. They're a really big organisation and very well supported. I was delivering a presentation talking to one of the large pharmaceuticals earlier in the week in support of Leukemia Foundation and a lot of the initiatives that they've got on and trying to do. So I do support a number of organisations. In this instance, we're supporting Myeloma Australia because they are a smaller, more boutique and more dedicated organisation. They don't have the same resources that Leukemia Foundation's got. And so in this instance, it's Myeloma Australia that's partnering with us to deliver this event.
So even though your illness has brought you into contact with Myeloma Australia, it seems very generous of you in the circumstances to be devoting so much of your time to it. To fundraising and so forth.
My wife perhaps thinks I'm being a little bit too generous with my time. But at the same time, it's something that I feel passionate about. Mm. And it's not just about Myeloma Australia. It's all about connection with the community. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys. I would never have met you guys or had that opportunity had I not put myself out there. And that's what it's about as much as anything else. It's about connecting with different people in the community because I get a lot out of it personally.
Yeah.
Now, you're an environmental engineer.
Yeah, that
takes right. you around the place a bit. When we spoke on the phone during the week, you were up in the city battling the traffic.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have travelled the world with my job. Right. I guess environmental challenges exist everywhere. And
yeah.
It's one of those jobs that is transposable. But unfortunately, I'm going through treatment at the moment, so I've had to step away from my normal occupation and just concentrate on recovering and managing chemotherapy, all in preparation for a stem cell transplant, which will take place shortly after the festival in April. So,
well, that's and that is where new technology is getting involved, isn't it? The stem cell. Yeah. Transplants and stuff, which there is
really
fascinating, isn't it?
There really is a
cutting
lot of
edge stuff.
And there is a lot of cutting edge stuff, people a lot smarter than me are, applying their minds to it. And as I said, I was fortunate enough to talk to a lot of those people in a room on Thursday and give them the patient's perspective. But, everybody in the industry, the pharmaceutical industry and is talking about it's only a matter of time until, myeloma gets turned from a terminal disease into a chronic disease where it can be managed.
Mm.
But, you just need that time.
Yeah.
And, being a young guy, I've got a bit of it, but, I do need them to pull their fingers out.
So about three or four years ago, you received the diagnosis. What were some of the symptoms leading up that made you actually getting a diagnosis, I'm trying to say. How'd you end up? You didn't just stumble on it?
No, well, this is the interesting thing. At the time when I was diagnosed, I just had my 40th birthday. Yep. I was training for the Oxfam 100-kilometre walk. I was training for triathlons. Mm. I was playing basketball regularly up at Frankston. And there were no symptoms. Mm. I felt as good as I do now.
Mm.
But what happened was as I mentioned, I just turned 40 and I was playing with a young group of guys. They're all dunking the basketball. I'm a big guy at six foot six. And I thought, give me the basketball. I'm going to see if I can still dunk it at the ripe old age of 40. And I went up and I dunked it. I was, pretty proud of myself. But as I let go of the ring, I was twisting a little bit and my shoulder went pop. And I thought, here we go. Old man's disappeared the shoulder. The injuries are setting in. And an hour later, I was in Frankston Hospital and I had the doctors come up to me and they said, you haven't dislocated your shoulder, you've got mass trauma of the upper humerus bone where your whole upper humerus bone's basically fallen apart, it's shattered.
Wow.
And that's one of the things that the disease does, given that it grows within the bone, it actually termites the bone and destroys your bones where you've got bone marrow. So that's where they found it in me. And
if somebody did have it, how would they pick it up other than just
slam dunking it?
Slam dunking a basketball.
Well, I encourage them to slam dunk basketballs, look, how would they pick it up?
Yeah.
Typically through a blood test, and there's a number of indicators. See, I've got a rare form of the disease where I don't show any of the blood indicators,
but
the other 97% of people will have those blood indicators. So it's getting routine health checks.
Yep.
It's basically being on top of your health and as I said, getting those routine health checks, having your white blood cells checked, having the different tests that you need to have done. Prostate's another one. When you turn 40, as you start getting into your later years.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go along and get a regular blood test, though, do they automatically test for those sort of things?
You'd have to have a comprehensive test done for them to test for this. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you'd have to have a couple of indicators. So it is quite common that they test your plasma cells, but there are indicators that would have them start looking closer. Mm-hmm. The other thing is if you're not feeling well, if you're not on top of your game, you know, don't assume that, you know, it's just normal life. Go and get it checked out. Be inquisitive into your own health because, you know, you've only got one life. You might as well look after it.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the stem cell coming up April, but you've been involved in chemotherapy. Now, what you hear is that that's pretty rugged stuff. It really knocks you about a bit. What's your perspective as a patient?
So being, you know, a young, fit, healthy guy, I tolerate chemotherapy, the low-dose chemotherapy, quite well. It's what I'm going through at the moment. And look, I won't lie, it takes you out for a couple of days. Basically, the symptoms that I have are, you know, insomnia for several days with some of the steroid drugs. I've also got... basically, you feel hungover.
Yeah.
You feel hungover without the fun bit on the Saturday night. You feel hungover for 4 or 5 days. And then, you know, I'll have that chemotherapy on a Monday. Come Thursday, I'm starting to feel, you know, myself again. And then Friday, then, you know, you feel normal again, getting ready to take your injections again on a Monday morning. Mm. That being said, that's the more easy chemotherapy. It's the stem cell transplant that'll be the real challenge. There we get high dose chemotherapy.
Yep.
That high dose chemotherapy is, you know, it basically goes through your system and kills all fast replicating cells, which is your hair follicles, which is why your hair falls out. It destroys your gastrointestinal tract. It has its way with you, shall we say. So, you know, that'll be quite an arduous process, and it'll take quite some time to recover from. So,
What? Now that you've, you know, you've been doing some chemotherapy and those sorts of things, you were planning to do, you know, a bit of running and a bit of a walk and all these other things. To what extent will you be able to get involved in the fun and run thing that's on in March, which we'll go back to now?
Yeah, sure.
You'll be there yourself, running, joining in?
I'd love to say that I was joining in, and unfortunately, no, I won't be. I'm leading the committee for the festival, so I guess I've got a fair bit of responsibility on the day to make sure that it's as good an event as it can be. So, unfortunately, I won't be participating. That being said, I've walked the different routes many times now, so I guess I've got to have my fun early. I might get my face painted on the day going to Jumping Castle or two, you know, can't take all fun away.
But, so is this the first time the event's been run?
Yeah, it is. It is the first time. And as I understand it, it's the first time we've had a run and fun festival in Mount Eliza.
Right.
But that being said, it's a... we're appealing to families across the entire peninsula.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, I guess our vision for the day is we see, you know, mum and dad, they've just been for a run. Maybe some of the older kids have just been for a run as well. So that brings in the wellness aspect. Mm. Then they spend the rest of the day walking around and enjoying the activities that we've got on. And we've got a lot of activities throughout the day. You know, we've got music, live music throughout the day. We've got jumping castles. We've got face painting, most of which we're trying to organize for it to be free or very well priced. Mm. Because, you know, we want to bring families together and we want it to be a great, fun community event. And we want a scenario where our parents aren't having to put their hands in their pockets all day.
Mm. So that's March 26, a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Sunday, March 26.
Good timing. The local cricket's all finished by then.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, we tried. It's hard. It's been really challenging to find a date because, you know, we, being at Emil Madsen Reserve,
which is where the cricket and football are played at Mount Eliza.
Yeah, in Mount Eliza, that's right. We tried as best as we could to avoid the cricket season, the footy seasons. Mm. That being said, there's some football activities going on during the day, but, you know, that's all going to work towards adding more people to the fun and festivity of the day.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're really looking forward to what's going to be good fun. So,
do people have to enter or register to take part in the run?
Yeah, thank you for asking. People will have to register. We've got both a Facebook profile and we've got a website. We're using the Register Now platform. So if you Google MyMountELISA, so MyMountELISA, MyMountELISA Festival. You're sure to find us. And yeah, we really encourage people to go on and register early. Where we've already got over 150 people registered, and we're still some 6 weeks out. But that being said, really encourage people to get on and register and be part of what is going to be the first of hopefully many years of a great festival.
And there'll be things going from 7:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, so there'll be lots of things to do, as you've said, as well as participate in the run or the walk or whatever.
Indeed. Well, we've got, you know, the CFA coming down. They're going to be running fire demonstrations throughout the day, which is pretty exciting. We've got the police are going to be down there as well. They're going to be bringing a lot of their equipment down to, you know, allow people to walk over and pick over some of the emergency recovery equipment and what have you. So that'll be great to have a look at. We've got a lot of our sponsors going to be down there demonstrating and bringing stuff as well.
Let's mention the sponsors. We always like to give them a bit of a plug.
Yeah, thank you. So we've got Ryman Healthcare. They're our community partner. Morning to Peninsula Magazine are our media partner. As well as that, we've got our gold sponsors, Richie's IGA. We've also got Peninsula Hot Springs. They've been fantastic in quickly getting on board to support us. We've then got our silver sponsors. We've got Park. We've got RT Edgar Real Estate. We have Peninsula Volkswagen. We have Bartercard. We've got an amazing amount of sponsors, and we've been so fabulously well supported. So
yeah, and a lot of those partner with our station too. So that's great to see that involvement. So I suppose the take home message, Jeff, you mentioned three words early on. Probably should repeat those, because I like those three that you mentioned as part of how
around our values.
Yeah, the values.
Yeah, it's our value, you know, is my community, my wellness, and my empowerment. We felt that those values, you know, with the wellness, it's, you know, what we strive to improve as an individual. As your wellness improves, it impacts upon you being empowered to be the best that you can be and live deliberately. And as an individual, if you're living deliberately and you're having an impact, it impacts upon your community. And, you know, being down on the Mornington Peninsula, you know, we all treasure our communities, and it's our community that, you know, makes our day fun from time to time and day to day. So, that's where we really want to have an impact.
Fantastic. Jeff, it's been great chatting with you, talking to Jeff Nyson, who's one of the organisers of the MountELISA Run and Fun Day on Sunday, March 26th. Get onto that website, MyMountELISA, join in or get along on that day.